In the 14th year of King Hezekiah's reign, King Sennacherib, now there's that king, Sennacherib. Now, I may not be pronouncing that right, but that's the way I call it. King Sennacherib of Assyria came to attack the fortified cities of Judah and conquered them. Now then, you wonder, why did he do that? Well, King Hezekiah sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish. I have done wrong. Uh-oh, he's backsliding. You know, he's forgot. He's already just like the rest of us. When the devil comes in somewhere and starts doing something close to you, you think, oh my gosh, I've done something wrong. No, he hadn't done nothing wrong, but he's fixing to do something wrong. King Hezekiah sent this message to the king of Assyria at Lachish. I have done wrong. I will pay whatever tribute money you demand if you will only go away. The king of Assyria then demanded a settlement of more than 11 tons of silver and 1 ton of gold. Doesn't that sound just like the enemy? He's demanding everything. Isn't that show how stupid we are? We're just like King Hezekiah. We're absolutely stupid. All of us. I've done it so many times it's unreal. You know, it's like he said, why are you calling us stupid? Well, every time I point at you and call you stupid, there's three of them pointing back at me saying, either you're stupid or they are. But we are. And we are stupid as Christians because we don't believe this wonderful book and stand on this wonderful book. Even when the enemy's right there in the face, punching you right in the face, he's fixing to pull back and said, you might have thought you didn't need any protection, but you need it. And I say, in the name of Jesus, I don't need it. And he goes, bam, and he hits something right there solid as a rock, Miss Betty. And you know what that was, right? That's my angel standing there, and he can't penetrate him, can he? And then when that angel takes and flops him all over the floor a few times, that guy gets up and runs out. He tells his buddy, don't go down to Thurman's place or you're going to get beat up. I don't know how he did that. I didn't see him move a hand. He's so fast with those fists, you can't even see him move a hand. But I picked myself up off of the floor. Now then, do we have those kind of guys protecting us? We do have, don't we? See, but what do? Oh, I'll pay you whatever. We don't realize who we are today, do we? So when anything comes along, we fall into fear. And, oh, yes, I'm sorry. I'll pay my tribute money. Oh, bull. You know, pay your tribute money. We ain't going to pray you nothing, you devil of hell. King Hezekiah sent this message to the king, I will pay whatever tribute money you demand. So he says, okay, then I want 11 tons of silver and 1 ton of gold. Do you know what you could do with 11 tons of silver today at $35 an ounce? Or I guess that's what, I hadn't even looked in a week. Last time I checked, it was $35 an ounce. Now just think, if 1 or 2 years ago you had listened to what I said and bought a sack of silver, let's say you bought a $10,000 sack of silver. Just say you did. 2 years ago, that one little sack of silver that you paid $10,000 for would today be worth $35,000. Now, where can you make that kind of money in 2 years? Nowhere. I don't know nowhere. But that's what I was telling you to do. And for those of you that did buy that silver then, you are well, you're in good hands. But don't sell it. Whatever you do, don't sell it. Continue to hold on to it because in another year or two, you may be worth $1 million just from that one bag of silver. Hang on to it. But it says here, verse 15 and 16, let's go on. To gather this amount, King Hezekiah used all the silver stored in the temple of the Lord and in the palace treasury. Uh-oh. Now he's got to get God's money. He's going to get the money that's all the silver in the temple. He's going to take, oh, look at this. Hezekiah even stripped the gold from the doors of the Lord's temple. When I say, are we stupid? I mean, here's a man that's serving God and obedient to God, and God's prospering him in everything he puts his hands to, and all of a sudden the enemy comes by and says, I'm going to get you. And what's he do? I'm sorry. I'll pay you. Oh, Lord. But that's us. That's us. Just exactly. That's the way we are. Then he says, strip the gold from the doorpost he had overlaid with gold, and he gave it all to the Assyrian king. Wow. Verse 17 and 18. Nevertheless, the king of Assyria sent his commanding chief, his field commander and his personal representatives from Lachish with a huge army to confront King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. The Assyrians stopped beside the aqueduct that feeds water into the upper pool near the road leading to the field where cloth is bleached or washed. They summoned King Hezekiah. But the king sent these officials to meet with them, Elkan, son of Hilkiah, the palace administrators, Shebna, the court secretary, and Joash and Joat, son of Asaph, the royal historian. Okay, so he didn't go himself. So then the Assyrian king's personal representative sent this message to King Hezekiah. This is what the great king of Assyria says. The great king of Assyria. What are you trusting in that makes you so confident? In other words, why did you stop paying tribute money? What made you think you could overcome me? I mean, look at my armies. I've got thousands and hundreds of thousands of men and tens of thousands of chariots, and you ain't got nothing. So what are you so confident? What are you trusting in? Who are you trusting in? Jesus, that's exactly right. Do you think that mere words can substitute for military skill? That's the way the world thinks right there. Do you think that I could speak a word and cause kingdoms to fall? Most people don't believe that. But can we? Yes. We have that kind of power as children of the Most High God. Do you think that mere words can substitute for military skill and strength? Which of your allies will give you any military backing against a nation like Assyria, the powerful one that has the anointed king, King Sennacherib, the mighty king? He sees himself, he's kind of proud, isn't he? Just a little. Will Egypt? If you lean on Egypt, you will find it to be a stick that breaks beneath your weight and pierce your hands. The Pharaoh of Egypt is completely unreliable. Has there been a few of those? Yes, there have been a few of those throughout Egypt's history. So we see we had one back in those days that wasn't very reliable either. But perhaps you will say, we are trusting in the Lord our God. Oh, perhaps you will say, you're trusting in the Lord our God. But isn't he the one who was insulted by King Hezekiah? Now this shows you how people think or what they believe about our God and who he is. Look at this. Look at how this man has misconstrued this whole thing. He said, but isn't he the one who was insulted by King Hezekiah? Didn't Hezekiah tear down his shrines and altars and make everyone in Judah worship only at the altar here in Jerusalem? I got news for you. Just like when our president, used to be President Bush, said, you know, that the Muslims, their God Allah, and our God Jesus Christ is the same God. He said that. You know he has said that? I got news for him. George Bush, if you ever listen to this tape, I want you to know that you're dead wrong. That the God of the Muslims, Allah, is not God. There's only one God, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he's not the God of the Christians and the God of the Muslims. He's the God of those that believe that he is God. And that's the only God. There is no other God. All others are from the devil. But these people here, they didn't understand this either. I mean, they have the same problem back here that we have today. It's never changed. Perhaps you will say, we're trusting in the Lord. But isn't he the one who was insulted? I mean, King Hezekiah, you know, he tore down the shrines and the altars and all the stuff, all the places of worship. Hezekiah tore them down. I wonder what the world would think today if a bunch of Christians started just going out and destroying all the mosques in the entire United States of America. What kind of an uprising you think there would be? You think there would be an uprising? Oh, yeah. But what did Hezekiah do as king? He came in and wiped out all the mosques. He tore them down. There's no difference between these Astra poles and these places of worship than a mosque today, because it's not a place dedicated to the glory of God. It's a place of heathen worship. That's just like I am sick and tired of looking at people from Jerusalem, from Israel, that are Christians, that on their name pieces and everything else, they show the stupid mosque of the Muslims on their insignias. Why would you put a stupid mosque on there if you're a Christian? Y'all understand where I'm coming from? They show a picture of the Temple Mount with the mosque on it. If you're going to show a picture of the Temple Mount, cut off the mosque. It's not a symbol that glorifies Jesus Christ. Amen. I just see how many pictures that Christians bring back that they show on national television that glorifies this god of the devil. A mosque. Do y'all understand where I'm coming from? Do any of you believe this like I do? Or do you think they should? I think we should not do anything to glorify the devil. You know, if that mosque is made for the Muslims and Allah, then make it cut off in your picture. Don't have it in a picture you bring to me, because if you bring it to me, I'm going to tear it up and burn it and throw it away. I don't want it. I don't want nothing in this house that doesn't glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. I want a clean picture. And if I got all these pictures and crosses, and if somebody, even the President of the United States, come here and say, I want to speak in this place, but before I do, you got to cover all that up. I'm telling you, get yourself out of here. I don't want you in my place. I'm going to glorify Jesus if it costs me my life. I could care less anymore. I don't care. What I will do, I want to do for the glory of God. I love to see Jesus do wonderful things. But here, Hezekiah destroyed all of these other gods, but the world thought he was destroying God. He wasn't destroying God at all. He was destroying the devil, the enemy. Praise God, God knows the difference. Then in next two verses, I'll tell you what, my master, the king of Assyria will strike a bargain with you. If you can find 2,000 horsemen in your entire army, he will give you 2,000 horses for them to ride on. You think he's trying to intimidate them just a little? Who do you think you are?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Miracles Really Do Happen, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.